A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, though, it is the nephew. He is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Shirley, Thanksgiving
yeah.
with Cousin Benji. Thanksgiving with Cousin Benji. Okay. Y'all ain't ready for this. Here it is. Listen to it. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Miss Glenda, who is this?
This Benji. I'm calling. Is Miss Purvis there?
No, she's not here right now, but this is our daughter. Is there a problem?
This Benji. This Mama Lois nephew. Who is this again?
Miss Glenda.
Mama Lois, yo, ain't it?
Correct. Mama Lois and Miss Purvis' sister.
Okay, I'm Benji. I'm her nephew from the other side of the family. You say your name what now?
Glenda.
Okay, what time y'all supposed to get in?
We should be there by the afternoon.
Okay, is Miss Purvis, is your mama making the dressing?
Yeah, she's making enough for about 45 people. This was discussed about a month ago.
Right, they had
the conference call.
The family had the conference call, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, listen, the reason why they got me to call, they wanted me to go ahead and call, and I was trying to get Ms. Purvis. She not there?
No, she's not here. What's wrong?
Okay. They not gonna need her to do the dressing.
And why wouldn't they need her to do the dressing? She's been making it for 10 years. We just discussed this, so what do you mean?
They say that they got somebody down here that's going to do the dressing, especially since y'all traveling. Y'all ain't got to bring it, you know, and be traveling with it, but they got somebody going to do the dressing.
Okay. Well, first of all, who are you? You're Benji? What is your name?
My name Benjamin, but they call me Benji. But I'm on the other side of the family. I ain't on y'all side.
Okay, well, I'm still trying to figure out why are you calling me? Because she's been making the dressing for 10 years, like I said. And, I mean, it's been discussed, so I don't even know why you're calling me. I don't even know you.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to explain to you this right here is that they got y'all ain't got to worry with bringing the dressing. They got somebody going to bring, they got somebody down here that's going to cook it. So, in other words, you know, if you can tell Miss Purvis, she ain't got to worry about the dressing this year.
Oh, so you want me to tell my mama, after she's been making dressing for 10 years, that y'all say, y'all ain't worried about it. She shouldn't have to make it this year because we driving there. We drive every year. So I'm not going to do that to her. So, I mean, I don't even know who you are to be calling me anyway. Why isn't somebody calling me that I know regarding this?
Okay. You Glenda, right?
I am Glenda.
All right, listen, let me say this because I don't mind saying what everybody thinking, but most people don't want to say. Let me just say this right here. Really what's going on is this right here. A lot of people in the family, you know, don't really like Miss Purvis' dress.
Benjamin, who the are you supposed to be? Let me explain something to you. My mama gonna make this dressing, you gonna eat that, and we ain't bringing none on with us. So you can tell your family that I said that. Do you understand me?
No, I mean, I, First of all, you got to understand that I'm bringing news that people done voted on, and this is what everybody want to do. Don't nobody.
Well, why didn't they call? We had a meeting. I'm gonna make dressing. She been making it 10 years. Ain't nobody been saying nothing. And guess what? When I'm up in that house, nobody better not be walking up and through there talking about my mama either. And y'all go eat the.
Okay, but see right there, why if people don't like the dressing, Glenda, why is you want to make submit everybody to having to eat it if they don't like it?
You don't eat. That's all I know. I ain't know. You are calling me no. Well, I don't know no Benjamin, Benji, whoever the hell you are.
I'm Mama Lois' nephew from the other side of the family.
Exactly. I don't know you.
Okay, and really to back all that, I don't really know you. But I'm man enough to call you and tell you what we gonna do and what we ain't gonna do.
Well, I know my thing. I done said it once and I repeat it again. She gonna make that dressing. You gonna eat it, and we gonna go on by that day.
Okay, right there. Listen, and I know this might be hard for you to understand what you grew up with liking. Everybody else might not like.
You can say what you want to. I don't even remember your being in my way. So you might not like it because you ain't been around. But she making dressing.
Now, first of all, when y'all get down here, it's going to already be some more dressing here.
Okay. And she going to make her dressing, and we going to sit down, and y'all going to eat. It's not even going to be discussed no further than that. I said I got to say, because you're not going to hurt my mama's feelings.
Okay, there ain't nobody trying. That's why I'm trying to tell you to tell her don't make it now, so she don't even bring it down.
We make it when we get there anyway.
Hey, look, I'm finna say this here, because evidently you ain't really understanding what I'm saying to you. I'm going to say it as clear as I can say it. If y'all come down here with that dress, I promise you, we already got dressing made. We throwing that dressing in the trash so everybody can get the dressing that we made for them. Point blank, that's what we doing.
Please, let me explain something to you. I'm going to be on dressing patrol, and if I find out you and threw my mama's dressing in the trash, it's going to be some and we're going to set that off. I'm not playing with you. This was too funny to me. Uncle Carl and Kim, we were all on this conference call, and none of them balling up the collar for telling us to bull. But now they gonna set your stupid up calling me. I don't even know your kind of. I guess they felt like you was a kind of like you the baddest in the world. But Benji, Benjamin, I don't even know your rap. I'm telling you now. I'm not playing with you. I'm telling you. Anybody hurt my mama's feelings, it's gonna be some in that. And I'm telling you, all y'all gonna be. Y'all throw it down now. But I'm coming. Y'all out one.
Can I say something else to you?
I wish you would.
Can I tell you what else they were saying?
What?
They wanted me to tell you this, Glenda. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your cousin Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Tommy, you almost got to hit. You about to make me set it off. What? Baby, this Thanksgiving was, it wasn't going to be no Thanksgiving, baby. Because I was going to have my brother's work vengeance. Y'all play too much. Tommy, Thanksgiving was going to be canceled, baby.
Okay, good. Well, I got to ask you, baby. One last question before I let you go.
Okay.
What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, get a prank to
King
some.
Of pranks,
give
baby.
It to me.
King of pranks.
You play too
king.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
You happy? Woo.
Thank you. You right there. Right there. You ain't there.
Surely with
Steve,
the bad acting, no.
Steve say something halfway funny. Y'all laugh all day, Steve. That's okay.
Yep.
That's all right.
Hey.
You
know
why? Sign them checks, baby.
Yeah.
Wait till I start signing them checks.
Then you wait,
fall out
too.
For you.
Yeah.
Tommy, you just ask for this every day, Tommy. You just want to do it every day?
It's going to be in the contract. Yeah.
It makes you sound like that movie you starred in, Insecure. Remember that?
Hey.
Ooh, pop
King of pranks. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.